There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Scarlett.
And I'm Mim.
And we are Style Over Substance, the podcast. And this week we wanted to talk about weddings. We've covered the topic of like wedding attire before.
Yeah.
But this time we wanted to focus on what to wear, what not to wear to certain weddings. For example, weddings which are more international, multicultural, or they might be Indian, they might be a Muslim wedding, they might be from different parts of the world where a white wedding isn't considered the norm.
Yeah.
What as guests do we wear? And this is really in light of, we've recently been invited to a wedding later on in this year that's going to be an Indian celebration, and we've never been to an Indian wedding. So it's the idea of like, we want to participate culturally, but at the same time, we want to be sensitive to the fact that we are not Indian and that we don't want to
offend anyone.
We don't want to make any mistakes. Yeah. And likewise, there are certain things that you shouldn't wear to, well, we think you shouldn't wear to weddings. And we thought it'd be a great opportunity to just chit chat about our thoughts. So,
yeah, so let's start about the Indian wedding that we want to go to. So we are both people who like to get dressed up.
Yeah.
We, especially in a fact that, I mean, I only go to the office 2-3 times a week maximum.
That's still more than me.
But like, and even now I find it that I don't dress up as much as I used to at times, but those are really the only days that I might not be wearing joggers.
Yeah, you know what, recently my sister said, I saw her over the weekend, she was like, this is the first time I've seen you not wearing that tracksuit, that brown tracksuit.
Oh, I was
like,
you love your brown tracksuit.
I was like, excuse me, I actually wear clothes though. I
know, but you also do get dressed.
I do get dressed. Yeah. I know I've come to your house.
No,
in
but
a tracksuit.
But like you, but get, when I say dress, like you proper like put on outfits.
I'd like to think
you
I do.
Up. Yeah.
Thank you for recognizing this, because my sister seems to think that like I'm a, you know, that I only wear tracksuits, and it's not true. You know.
My family probably think I only wear jumpsuits because, you know, it's just like I felt safe. I was like, I'll wear this. I could crawl on the floor with kids with this.
Yeah.
And but yeah, we're both people who like to get dressed up and like to kind of rise to an occasion.
Yeah.
And actually like thrive in that environment too. Like, like we would be excited by it.
I am very excited by this wedding. I've already started coming across things and thinking, potential outfit.
Yeah. So it's sort of like bordering where is appropriate. And obviously the first point of call is that you can ask whoever has invited you. However, as I said to you earlier, you also don't know, you don't want to seem insensitive, right?
Yeah.
Is that like there are different levels, and because I don't understand certain traditional elements of the wedding, like for instance henna, or if wearing like a sari, would be, I don't understand if that's inappropriate.
Yeah, I think it was like the first
to wear,
the first thing was obviously your name being Scarlett, and we were like, oh, obviously we're red. But then it was like, no, I think red is
the color for the bride.
The bride,
yeah.
Typically wearing red is like for the couple, so let's not do that. But it's like, if you didn't know or be aware of the nuances, then you don't know what you don't know, isn't it? So we could have easily made that blunder and come in this like bright red, like monochrome outfit.
I'm thinking
you're really doing something here, you're really like being part of the culture. But it would have been like a faux pas. And then equally, like today we were talking about, obviously Indian weddings are not just a one day event.
Yeah.
We don't know if we're attending multiple days, if it's going to be a more westernized version of a wedding. Yeah. We're not quite sure at this point. But one thing's for sure, we were like, one thing's for sure is like, we want to get our henna done. Are we allowed as like just friends of the bride to have henna done? Will we be invited to that part of the occasion?
I don't think we would be invited to that.
I don't think so either.
Because from what I've seen, that often is more of like an intimate family. That's almost like a bridal shower, I think.
Yes.
It's like an intimate thing. However, is it then inappropriate for us to seek out our own henna and turn up with where is the boundary? And it's sort of that thing of like, you don't want to seem ignorant. I think also like it's difficult because some people are really happy to share with culture.
Yeah.
I feel like if I came to you with a question about Caribbean culture, I think you'd be like, she's not trying to be ignorant. She's asking a question.
I think you have to just ask. You have to give people the chance to ask you questions. Otherwise, they don't know.
And the chance to ask what might be a quote unquote dumb question.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But some people feel protective of their culture. And especially, I guess, in cultures that are minorities, where they might feel like, I mean, come on, like, don't, like, why are you ask, like, do you know what I mean? I feel like somebody might be like, oh, like,
why are you asking that? Yeah. And also because our mutual friend, we didn't really get a big exposure of that more Indian side to her life growing up.
We saw the Western like element of her life a lot more than we
saw
the Indian
exactly
element.
And that's so true. So it's not, that's some people I know that if I go to their wedding I'm gonna get their culture, their country, and you know what to expect. In this wedding it could definitely be a blend of cultures and I wouldn't be surprised.
You said blend in such a great way.
Thank you.
Same. I wouldn't be surprised. It's a really tricky one, but as I said to you earlier, there's a nod to a culture or a nod, not even maybe to, I think it's a nod to a dress code. Forget culture, right? If you know that you're going to a wedding when 90% of the guests are going to be dressed in a certain way.
Yeah.
Like, does not going in that way, like, diminish? Yeah. Or are you making more of a statement by not...
by distancing yourself from that, the dress code?
And I guess it also depends somewhat on the dress code. But in my head, it's almost like if someone's like, oh, it's a black tie wedding. Or something that maybe is a bit more ambiguous, right? Or like smart casual, and someone takes it a bit too literal with the casual and is wearing trainers. You know,
I think you want to be appropriate in that sense. And I think it depends on what is communicated to guests on the invite. If I say it's black tie, come in black tie.
Yeah.
If on this invite it's we'd like you to wear, try your best to wear, you know, saris and dress code which is more in line with our Indian culture, then you should try to do that, whether it's a color, whether you can't expect your guests to buy whole new outfits for just your wedding.
I mean, I will be,
I know you will.
Or renting.
But you know, it's just like a little nod, because they either want to make you feel included, or they're going for an aesthetic on their wedding, but you know, isn't everyone. So I think then you should make an effort. Like we were talking earlier about how you see some weddings and some pictures and people turn up, as you say, in trainers or in like a shirt that hasn't been ironed. They barely made any, you know,
resemblance of effort
at all. That is offensive to me. You can't go to someone's wedding and not dress formal and put your Sunday best on, essentially. And I think there is a level of respect to it, coming in, rising to the occasion for someone's big day.
But just appropriate clothing. If you have a beach wedding, it'd be really bizarre of a guest to come in like their church best, you know? if it's on the sand, you'd expect maybe people to like dress for that occasion. And if it is in a church, you're hoping someone's not, you know, got their entire like, is it, what's, when people like imply their navel,
you know,
like when you, it's like low down to your navel. Like, you don't want someone having their chest out or like it too revealing. Like, you're meant to dress for the occasion.
Yeah.
And so I think it's more trying to, I guess, view it that way. But I think what we said at the start is, I think research is somewhat important. Like, checking if you do know that there is a cultural element, making sure you know your facts. Because from what I understand, turning up to red to an Indian wedding is the equivalent of turning up in a white dress to a white wedding.
Yeah. I would ask the bride and the groom, like, is this okay for me to wear? Maybe send them a picture of it. Or is there anything, like, make me aware that anything that I shouldn't wear, that I shouldn't turn up in? Because that would be really helpful. And I think that's, like, the best way to go.
Yeah, and I've even seen people do that now when it comes to, especially if they're friends with the bride, be like, what colour's your bridesmaid dresses?
So I
don't wear that colour. Because I was actually at a wedding where two bridesmaids by accident wore the same dress because they hadn't like sense checked, but it sort of worked. It was like meant to be that hickledy-pickledy of like, it's a colour, but pick your dress.
Oh, okay.
But a wedding guest was also wearing that dress. So
God,
just,
what was it from?
There
ASOS
were three
or
girls. No, it's Reformation, which is pricey.
What? Three of them in Reformation dresses.
But yeah, so that's you kind of want to avoid those sorts of things. So I just think having like a sensible mind on it, just like you said, asking questions and just, you know,
yeah. What is your view on wedding parties being really involved in what their guests are wearing? So, for example, you see all these celeb weddings where it's like, all my guests wore black, you know, like Sofia Richie.
I would like to have known what her dress code was, because Paris Hilton wore a silver.
She didn't adhere to it.
But some people weren't wearing black.
Oh, that's true.
I think it was maybe black tie.
Yeah, that's true.
Because there were just other ball gowns, although the consensus sort of was all black. From like 80% of the guests looked like they were wearing black.
Yeah.
But
what do you think about those sorts of rules?
I think they look fantastic aesthetically.
Yeah.
However, I think it's sort of, you got to catch yourself. We were talking earlier about Hindus, and it's sort of like, I think you have to catch yourself sometimes like, why am I doing this? And I think if you're doing something for a photo, if you're doing something for the aesthetic, like, should you be doing that?
Yeah.
And also, like you even touched on, to not like promote somebody to have to go buy something new.
Yeah.
I think weddings are a huge expense. Like, especially if a friend is coming to your hen party, then they're coming to your wedding, they're going to have to stay overnight, they might have to buy an outfit, like all of this stuff. Whatever you can do to minimize someone's like level of expectation that you're asking of somebody.
Don't
get me wrong, I think it looks great.
They do.
But I also think that there's like a celebration, right, of like, show me what you want to wear to my wedding.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're going to dress so differently to like my friend Faith.
Yeah.
And I like that. I want you to express your sense of style.
Yeah, you get married.
Any takers.
I agree, because I'm the sort of person that I can make a decision on an outfit really quite quickly.
Yeah.
And I always say, like, I kind of know what I like and know what I don't like.
Yeah.
You love a dress code or a theme, and so you don't mind doing like having like that guidance and finding something to fit the brief, where I would rather not have a brief, because it makes it difficult for me.
It is really tough. And like, I'm like you, where I know if I like something.
Yeah.
Like, if I see something online and you're like, that's me.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't look nice on.
I see things and I think it's better. If it's got a bit of a puff sleeve
and it
like comes in here and it's like a longish skirt, it's giving me slight like
princess dress, but not in a like a cutesy
way. You
know
what? I have a backup dress for a wedding that is exactly how you've described. Yeah,
there you go.
However, I do want to ask you about, I've always believed it's a faux pas to wear black to a wedding.
I know what you mean. I think I would find like a dark blue if I was thinking about.
So, but do you think that aesthetic is somewhat, it's also like the monochrome thing.
It's very
but
modern.
Is it like, I'm inviting you to wear the colour you shouldn't wear as well?
I think it is. I think in general, when people are attending a wedding, they will try to avoid black.
Yeah, I would.
Unless it's
never.
A suit. Yeah. Yeah. Unless it's a suit,
or
I think.
It's printed.
Maybe. Yeah. 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 So the black and white thing for a wedding is so like, it's really modern.
It's Kris Jenner.
It's so Kris Jenner. And it's something that's become popular in recent years.
Yeah.
People just in general would wear dark colours, but a different colour other than black. So you're trying to be really editorial if you say to everyone, you've got to come in black and white, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, would it look great? Like, I'm already like, oh, I want all my friends to wear like blue gowns. But again, I just think we have to depart ourselves also from the things we see online.
Yes.
Like, that is an unattainable thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Sophia Richie's wedding was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
What do you think about cutouts for dresses? Okay, the most famous example was recently Kendall Jenner attending her friend's wedding. And she wore this, it was a nice dress, but it was not wedding appropriate, I think. It was like
so
lots
revealing.
Of cutouts throughout the body.
Her
tits were barely covered.
More flesh out than like flesh being covered.
Yeah. And supposedly she'd been given the okay by her friend who was the bride. My view on it is that it was way too revealing, and that your friend is, even if your friend said, yeah, that's fine with me, for you to ask says something that you had a doubt that it would be appropriate for the event. And I think there's a risk of your friend just being like, yeah, that's fine, because first off, you're a Jenner, and
but also, who wants to tell their friends, like, if you sent me a dress like that, like, realistically, I'm not like, no, because who am I to tell you what to wear?
But even if you said, you might even say it in a jokey way, you'd be like, where do you think you're going with that?
This is a wedding, not Miami.
But yeah, that's fine. You can still wear it. You know, you might bring it back to the, like, do whatever you want. But where the hell did you find this?
Trying to find a husband in that.
Yeah,
like.
You would make, that's the thing. Like, you would make a joke, and that in itself would be like, listen, I don't think it's for the occasion.
Yeah, I believe that anything that shows the sides, your stomach.
Yeah.
I think a low back, maybe to like mid back only. I don't think it should be like.
I would even go so far as, and call me old fashioned, but I'm not really an old fashioned person. Even too much shoulder during the ceremony.
Yeah. I don't think it should be spaghetti straps.
I don't think it should be spaghetti straps.
I just.
For the party, yeah, spaghetti straps or like the off the, not off the shoulder, like the sweetheart neckline or something like that. Okay, cool. Because, you know, it gets hot and it's technically it's like the party. But for the ceremony,
I think you've got to be really careful. And it's one of those things where until you see somebody do the faux pas and you're like, there are certain things that you don't realise. Like I would never wear a dress above knee length.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Like, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Whereas some people might be like, I'm having a party.
I wouldn't. But to be honest, in general, I'm quite a covered up sort of person. So
you are.
I think unless you are part of the bridal party and the bride has said, these are the sorts of looks I'm going for, then you wear it.
Yeah.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, it is tough. I think especially for something like a wedding that is really being documented, that's why I think the Kendall thing is also so controversial. It's like, honey, it's not your day.
That's the thing.
You know, it's not your the attention day from... that if someone else's, those photos are in their album forever, that are their memory bank. And I just think, like, erring sort of on, like, the side of respectful for whoever is paying for you to attend their event.
Yeah.
And has invited you. Like, that's your friend. Or, like, you clearly care about a person if you're attending their wedding.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I sort of think that not too much flesh on show. Yeah.
Mm. I think the idea of...
Are we grannies?
Yeah, we are.
I think we are.
I think the idea of not trying to upstage the people getting married is part of it. And your first point, coming back to, do you want to stick out? And how much do you want to stick out by?
Yeah.
You almost want to blend in.
You want to blend in.
Yeah.
I think you just want to, like, a lot of couples will do that, big group photo. And in no way do you want to be an eyesore.
Yeah, you don't want to be the only one wearing white. I think a few years ago, actually, I saw a video online and all the women of the groom's family turned up in full white outfits. And I think it was a really toxic family, because it was like, you know how some people can get really protective over, like, the boy in the family? And it's like, you're not good enough for my boy. And you're taking him away from it. And no woman will ever be deserving. And...
wow.
And so they all came, and no joke, they had to, kudos to the guy, he basically, like, got people at the front to, like, stop the women from coming in, because it was like, you're obviously trying to cause trouble. Yeah. It was like, imagine his like female cousins, his aunts. It's like, no, you can't come in because you're taking the piss. You know that this will...
oh my God, that is not the day. Like, it is not the day to make a statement. Even when family politics happens amongst a wedding, where someone might be like, you know, if parents aren't together and they will kind of want to make a statement of like, well, I'm not coming unless my partner's invited.
Oh yeah.
Today is not the day to make a statement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, support your family. Do not make a statement on this day. And I think, like, if you don't agree with this, or you're being protective of somebody and you want to, like, ruin a dress code, like, why?
Yeah. I know, it's really bad.
But I even think inappropriate dresses, super sexy, like, big cutouts, like, loads of flesh on show, it's kind of like, what? Like, who are you doing this for? It does feel really like, I think maybe also I would never dress like that anyway, and neither would you.
Mm.
But of all the occasions to dress that way,
I know,
feels, but then, like, who knows how people dress back in every day.
Back to the Kendall example, the reason why it's bad is, like, girl, you have a lot of occasions you could have worn this dress. You have party after award ceremony, after, you know, Met Gala, after whatever.
I might only have one occasion to wear that dress.
us povos would be like, this can't is
wear
my...
that on my team's meeting.
Yeah, this is my best dress ever and I need an occasion to wear it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I think so. But also, I guess maybe there's, like, she thinks it's the least risky. But it was like none of her friends were even on that vibe.
No. That is a Hindu sort of dress when you go to a strip and
that is,
watch strippers.
Going to the club. That is a Vegas, like, woo.
Yeah.
Kind of dress.
Yeah. What else do you think is inappropriate to wear at a wedding?
I think this is more of a, well, it's 100% more decorum. I don't think it's appropriate to get really drunk at a wedding.
Yeah, it's so common though.
No, but like, I'm talking about the kind of drunk where your behaviour is impacting other people.
Oh, like you're...
like, have a good time, be fun, drunk, whatever.
Yeah.
But I was at a wedding where a girl was like spilling her wine over the bride.
No, that's bad. That's
sloppy, it's a bad look. Like, all of that stuff, I think it's just like, just Stay in your lane, or sit down if that's how you're going to be. I just think there are certain, like, it feels very old, like, old kind of, like, proper.
Yeah.
But I first of all, I don't want to see a bra strap, for sure.
Very lovers blind.
Oh. Who let Micah? Jesus, they must have known so that, bad. Wasn't ever going to be their wedding, because it's there's so no way.
It's like it's too rushed. You wouldn't.
Her hair was shocking.
You wouldn't let someone just walk out into the aisle like that.
Even a producer. But also, sabotage. At some point, you'd go, excuse me.
Yeah.
For my friend's wedding the other week, she had, like, I could see a little bit of her strap, and I could see that the photographer was taking pictures of our conversation. It's like, can I just, and I covered it up for her, because I was like, that would make me want to die if you can't use half your, that'd be like having an elastic band, like,
who did
a
that
hair tie around their wrist.
No, it was a Met Gala, and someone had it was Nicole Kidman, and we were like, look at those shoes with that dress, it's terrible. It looks like she's got a hairband on her wrist. Way to ruin a look.
Yeah. I can't think what, like, other fashion faux pas there is.
I have one. And I'm going to get a lot of stick for it.
Be controversial.
And I'm not saying that I've never, ever... Well, it's very rare. I think the only time I've done this was at my sister's wedding. But it was because I was, like, genuinely, like... running around and doing
took
stuff.
Your shoes off.
I did. I took my heels off.
That's okay.
I'm the sort of person that I feel like I like to wear high heels, and I think you ruin the overall vibe, the overall glamour of the outfit and the occasion when you pull out your fold up ballet pumps of your bag or your flip flops and you wear that with your outfit. Because it's almost like I like to upkeep the fantasy a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about old people who, you know, like have bad knees and whatnot.
No, you're talking about like people our age.
Yeah. It's almost like you wore the outfit for the pictures.
Yeah.
And then you thought, oh, my day's done. I don't need it. And it's like, listen, girl, this look is just, it's more than just photos for me.
Yeah. I agree. I agree. And also, I think I'm somebody that wants
my shoes off.
I have.
Yeah.
But the issue that I have is I'm a dancer. Like, when the dance floor opens...
I still dance in my shoes.
I will, but, like, I can only do, like, an hour or two.
Oh, okay.
Like, and then, because I will be on my feet until the end of the night.
Yeah, same.
And, like, I think it's got maybe worse post-pandemic of, like we don't wear heels type of a thing.
Okay.
However, my friend who got married last year, I sort of was, like, messaging the bridesmaids, being like, so... our shoes, like, are we gonna? And they were like, no, but they were wearing.
They don't
much
take
smaller,
off their shoes,
as in, like, yeah, they don't take them off. Because I was like, is anyone bringing like flip flops? And I'm like, no, but they were wearing much smaller heels than I was.
Okay,
I was
wearing
like 4-inch heels, and they were probably wearing like 2.
That's for chumps.
And actually, I survived. I did the whole
it's
night.
It's all about the platform, really, isn't it?
And actually, I've got wedding shoes now.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
I've got them in 3 colours. Like, and they're not just for that. They're just my most comfortable shoes. They're really nice. And, like, but also, I'm not going to fall in them. I love them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I do agree with you that it's not a nice look. And also, there's something really degrading about taking your shoes off.
Defeatist,
like, I even feel like this about people on the commute.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know that's not what you're wearing to work on your feet.
Yeah,
your
the suit with
horrible
the
horrible running shoes
with your Asics. Yeah.
Oh, like it would be like a woman, and she often is in like a like skirt suit with her like 100 denier tights on, often navy. But like you've literally then got like hiking shoes on, and I know you're not allowed to wear those in your office.
Just buy a pair of loafers, girl, and just wear them for the day. But yeah.
But I think we are fantasy people because in my head, I want to be that girl who's like tossing around.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
Like
my feet hurt.
Oh.
But I just pretend like they don't.
I think I sent you a picture of my outfit when I wore like a dress and I wore these amazing like suede heel boots. And it was like the one day that I had to be like marching around London. Yeah. And I had to like go to this conference. And I was like, I had like a 15-minute walk from the tube each way.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is not the day. But I was like, and then I even am like, I'm not going to look like I'm tottering. No. I will show like people that I can wear these shoes.
You can handle it.
I can handle them.
Yeah.
I'm not like,
listen, I respect it.
I agree on the shoe front. However, because I am a dancer, and I don't mean like professionally speaking, I just really like dancing. I'm not any good. That is the trouble. However, obviously lots of weddings now provide flip-flops. They provided slides at Sophia's. So did you see what she changed into?
She had low heels anyway, though.
She did have low heels.
And I thought that was refreshing. Yeah. As someone who loves a high heel, I thought, you don't see that every day.
But she changed into white loafers. Like, and it looked really chic.
But they were Chanel, so, you know.
I don't know if they're loafers. They would have been.
Three couture Chanel looks.
But, like, that, I think if you think it through, and actually it didn't look like, oh, she's not that shoes. It didn't look like that.
Is this when she was wearing the mini dress?
Yeah. There's like a picture of her, you know how in Jewish weddings they lift you up on the
chair? Yeah, on the chair,
And you can see the shoes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you got any other faux pas?
For weddings, my biggest one is like, make an effort, iron your shit, come looking, you know.
That's good. A life thing for me.
Yeah.
I think it's any smart occasion. If you're coming to the office, like all of that stuff, I think it's like, my mum's always like, look presentable. If you're presenting yourself, look presentable. Don't have toothpaste down your top. Like, don't look grubby.
Yeah. Yeah. Other wedding faux pas?
I guess mine would be like men's shoes.
Really?
Like pairing the right colour shoes with their suit.
Fair enough. I don't know. I am, for this Indian wedding, I will be...
What's your vision?
Oh, I don't know yet. But I know I'm going to wear a lot of jewellery, but that's kind of like typical me. I don't think I'm going to do the bangle thing because I almost feel like that might be like pandering.
So this is the thing, right? You don't want it to look like at all mockery.
Yeah.
Because... there is no intent for either of us to be like, oh, we're getting dressed up. It's like, great. I can get, like, wear something that I would never get a chance to wear.
Yeah.
And I actually cannot wait to wear.
Yeah. And I also, out of our friendship group, I know that you're my only option.
Yeah. We're sisters in arms. Everybody else is not showing up this way. That's so true.
I want to dress up, but also at the same time, I don't want to stick out like a sore thumb in, like, us eight, you know, me teetering with my, like, you know, I don't want to look like out of place in that. We need to be on the same page.
That is so true. You need a sister in arms.
Yeah, I do. You don't want to look like you're pandering, but you want to make an effort. So I'm just gonna ask, I might send a picture to our friend to see if she okays it or not and get a vibe.
So I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
If you had a dress code for your wedding.
Okay.
And someone didn't adhere to it.
Ooh.
How would that make you feel?
I would like to think that people know me enough that I wouldn't be happy.
So like for example, if you decided to celebrate that you've got Caribbean roots.
Oh, okay. What would I have?
No, I'm more, and you asked people to like...
wear a colour or something.
Make a nod to your heritage and people didn't. Like, how would that make you feel?
You know what? To be honest, culturally, our weddings are just like, you know, like white weddings typically. There's not much like... what is it, like, parts to it that would be any different. If I wanted someone or the guest to kind of come in or have a nod to the culture or whatever, then I would provide my guests with something. Whether it's like, oh, that'd be good.
Oh, that'd be really good.
Henna, she could do. then it's like, you know how like some guests, typically it's just like the top tier, like family of the bride and groom get given those like flowers. Maybe it would be like a little brooch with, okay, so in St. Lucia.
Mim loves a brooch.
Oh, I love a brooch. In St. Lucia, there's like a kind of tartan fabric that is quite traditional. So maybe like a little folded thing that's like a brooch that everyone gets that they can wear, you know?
Yeah. It better match my outfit.
Well, you better send me a picture of your outfit.
So would you encourage guests to do that?
No,
to send pictures of your like, no,
I
wouldn't outfits.
No, I have better things to do if I'm honest.
Well, that's the thing.
I would just honestly, I would just say like the theme is black tie or something, so that,
follow it,
so please come dressed up, you know. The bigger the better. Like a caveat, the dinner that we're going to, I'm dressing up.
Okay, but will everyone else?
Closer to the time, I'm going to remind people to dress.
Yeah, I need to know. Like,
I didn't know I was this controlling when it came to outfits.
No, but you know what it is, because we like, I mean, we failed so far because I think we've done one, and it was like the hottest day of the year, so it was like impossible to dress nice.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
we wanted to start this like supper club, essentially to get dressed up, because there just are so few occasions. You know what? I actually have an event.
Okay,
this is so off topic, but you guys love it.
Yeah.
I have an event in 2 weeks' time and I'm renting a dress, first time ever. It's a dress I've worn for ages. It's like normally £400 and I'm renting it, obviously, for not £400. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, this is the perfect occasion. It's like, I think it's meant to be a black tie event. I don't think it is.
I'm gonna
look great. Like, because I'm so excited to kind of like wear something that I would never buy for myself. Yeah. But also, it does suit that brief, because there are some things that you maybe would only wear like once.
Yeah.
You know? And I just...
Every outfit I've worn to a wedding, I've only worn. Yeah,
same. And like, and it sounds crazy, but same.
It's ridiculous, yeah. Okay, you need to tell me your experience. We might need an episode on this.
Yeah.
You need to tell me your experience.
You know what? If I have a good experience, I have two dresses that I think I could rent.
Mm.
And I think I might consider that. Because then, they also...
They pay for themselves. What do you mean?
If someone rents it. So, like, the dresses that I bought.
Oh, you mean rent out?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because, like, included in the service is dry cleaning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I want a recap of your experience, because
We love dressing up.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like, it's an occasion to dress up for a wedding and to, you know, show your best. But there is cultural implications, ceremonial implications, and you have to adhere to that just out of respect, because at the end of the day, they're inviting you for their event and they're paying for you to have a good time there. Yeah, that you pay in other ways, but, you know, you're going on their terms.
Yeah.
And so there's always that to navigate, especially when you're not part of the culture. You don't know what you don't know. And yeah, there's a lot to think about, but it's fun. In either way, it's a fun occasion.
And also, I think, like, I'm somebody that the reason I like traveling and going to places that are so different from the UK is to experience other cultures.
Yeah.
And I think it's really, like, I'm not going to gather friends just to go to loads of different cultural weddings, but I, like, the idea of experiencing a culture in that way.
Yeah.
Seems so like intimate, and like really special.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. So yeah, let us know what you think are fashion faux pas at a wedding. What would you expect of your guests? Dress codes or lack thereof? We'd love to hear your thoughts. You can also listen to a new episode every week. We're on YouTube. We're on all sorts of podcast listening platforms. You can email us or you can DM us on Instagram and TikTok. So that's it. And we'll see you next week, guys. Thanks.